Masechet Menachot Perek Dalir, Mishnah Dalir, every single day, the Korban Tamid was brought, Takeves Echad Ta'aseh Baboker, Ve'takeves Hasheni Ta'aseh Ben Ha'arbayim. The first lamb was brought in the morning, and the second one was brought in the afternoon. The morning Korban Tamid would be the first one brought in the morning, and the afternoon Korban Tamid would be the last Korban brought of that day on different types of holy days of Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, and other holidays. There were extra korbanot, the musaf, offerings that were brought between these two korbanot. We'll talk about these korbanot, what happens if they're not brought in the proper order. Mishnah says, HaTemidin enar me'akivin tamusafin, giving precedence to the morning tamid, is not considered to be essential for the musaf offerings. In other words, if even though you're supposed to bring the Korban Tamid first, if you brought the Korban Musaf beforehand, the Musaf offerings are still valid, even though they were brought out of order. And giving precedence to the Musaf offerings before the Tamid offerings also doesn't change the acceptability of the Korban Tamid. That would be if the Musaf offerings were brought after the afternoon Tamid. The Tamid is still valid, even if it was brought earlier. And the proper order of which Musaf offering is not considered to be essential than to be valid. If there's a certain order of how the Korbanot are brought, if you have multiple Korban Musafim brought on one day, and if they're brought out of order, they're valid. It doesn't change the acceptability of the Korban. If the Kohanim did not bring the Korban Tamid in the morning, they still bring it in the afternoon, because each Korban Tamid is its own entity and is valid without each other. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emata, says Rabbi Shimon, commenting on the last part of the Mishnah, when is it true that we continue to bring the afternoon Korban, even though we didn't bring the morning one? Bizman Shehayu Anusin O Shogegin, when the Kohanim who offered it were forced to skip the morning Tamid, or they made a mistake and they skipped it by mistake. In that type of case, that's when they bring the Korban Tamid of the afternoon. Aval im hayu mezidin v'lo hikrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu ben ha'arbayim. But if they did it on purpose, if they did not offer the Korban Tamid in the morning, we penalize these Kohanim, and we say that they're not allowed to offer the Korban Tamid in the afternoon. We bring a different set of Kohanim to offer the Korban Tamid of the afternoon. The lottery would happen every single day to say who would be in charge of that day's Korbanot, the Korban Tamid, whoever won that lottery. They were given both the morning and the afternoon Korban Tamid. But if they messed up in the morning, if they did something on purpose deliberately to skip, then we take the privilege away from them, and they do not offer the Korban Tamid of the afternoon. Now we'll mention the Ketoret, the incense offering that's brought also every morning and every afternoon. They would have a mane of Ketoret that was brought. It was divided up. One half was brought in the morning, and the other was brought in the afternoon. Lo hiktiru Ketoret baboker, yaktiru ben ha'arbayim. If the Kohanim did not bring the Ketoret in the morning, they bring it in the afternoon. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'kula hayeta kereva ben ha'arbayim. Says Rabbi Shimon, if the morning Ketoret was not brought, then the entire measure, the entire mane, is brought in the afternoon. Whatever was missed in the morning is added to the Ketoret of the afternoon, and it's brought all at once. We don't have to mention that clause of the Kohen who messed up in the morning doesn't bring it in the afternoon, because it was not something that was repeated by the same Kohen. Whoever brought it in the morning would not bring it in the afternoon. The Mishnayot elsewhere talk about in depth of how the privilege of Ketoret was given to somebody. It was given sometimes even once in their entire lifetime, so therefore it wouldn't be the same Kohen who brought it in the morning who would bring it in the afternoon. So if someone missed it in the morning, they weren't going to bring it in the afternoon anyway. There's a machloket here between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakama would say you only bring the Ketoret for that time. So if they missed it in the morning, they don't add it to the pile and bring it in the afternoon. They would only bring what they normally bring during the afternoon. Now we'll talk about the difference between the Korban Tamid and the Ketoret when it comes to inaugurating an object in the Beit HaMikdash. When an item was brought into the Beit HaMikdash, whether it's talking about something small or something large, it had to be brought forward and it had to be sanctified in a way that fit with its normal service that it was created for. For example, let's say we're talking about the Mizbeach, where the Korban Tamid is offered every morning and every afternoon. We have to do the service of the Korban Tamid on that Mizbeach in order to sanctify it, to inaugurate it, and make it special for the Bet HaMikdash. What we mentioned earlier, that the Korban Tamid is brought in the afternoon, even if it wasn't brought that morning, that applies only to the Mizbeach that was already in use. But if the Mizbeach was about to be inaugurated, if it was new, then an afternoon Korban Tamid is not brought on that Mizbeach unless the Tamid was brought that morning. With the Ketoret, things are different. We very much say that the afternoon Ketoret service has nothing to do with the morning afternoon service, and therefore the afternoon ketoret is burnt on the golden mizbeach, the mizbeach hazahav, a new one, even if no ketoret was ever offered that morning. Mishnah will explain why. She'en mehanechin et mizbeach hazahav, ela beketoret hasamim. We inaugurate, we dedicate the golden mizbeach only with the ketoret offered in the afternoon. Even though it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, the Chachamim and the Gemara explain that we alter this a little bit, that we're talking about the afternoon service, not the morning service. If the Mizbeach HaZahav is new and hasn't been used yet, what we do is we skip the morning Ketoret. It's not brought that day. And we offer the afternoon one. And that afternoon one is going to inaugurate the Mizbeach HaZahav. This is what we do. We skip the morning Ketoret and we only offer the afternoon one. And we have a prohibition, actually, of offering the morning Ketoret, because then we can't inaugurate the afternoon one. So what we do is we wait and we only do Ketoret in the afternoon on that day. This halakha is learned that the golden Mizbeach is used in the afternoon when we bring a new one through a pasuk in the Torah. V'lo Mizbeach HaOlah, Mizbeach HaOlah, ela betamid shel shachar. But the difference is with the Mizbeach HaOlah, which is the outer Mizbeach, is we inaugurate that with the morning tamid, not with the afternoon tamid. So if the Mizbeach HaOlah was not yet dedicated, and the morning tamid that day was skipped, we don't bring the afternoon tamid on that Mizbeach. It's not proper to inaugurate it with the afternoon korban. Therefore, we would actually skip it that afternoon and wait till the next morning in order to bring the korban. The reason for this is we're sort of stuck in a catch-22. The Mizbeach isn't yet sanctified because it's not inaugurated yet. So therefore, we can't bring the korban. But we can only, the afternoon korban, but we can only sanctify it by bringing the korban tamid of the morning. So therefore, what we do is we wait for the morning and we bring the korban tamid like we normally do. And then the Mizbeach would be sanctified, and then we follow up, and that's, we bring korbanot on that going forward. Other objects of the Beit HaMikdash are also inaugurated. We inaugurate the Shulchan only by putting the Lechem HaPanim there on Shabbat. The Lechem HaPanim, every Shabbat we place bread on the Shulchan in the Hechal. The loaves of bread stay there until the next Shabbat when they're given out to the Kohanim and they're replaced. So when Lechem HaPanim are placed there on Shabbat, the Shulchan becomes inaugurated. And we also inaugurate the menorah by lighting seven lamps in the afternoon. Every single afternoon, the menorah was lit in the Beit HaMikdash. The first afternoon that it's lit, that's how it becomes inaugurated.